This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester is with me. We're talking audiobooks. There's a shocker. What are we going to talk about today, Kendra?
So we're talking about one of my favorite audiobooks of the year. I know it's only March, but I'm calling it now, and that is The Warm Hands of Ghosts by Catherine Arden, read by Michael Crouch. And Jane Ray Lavoie, and Catherine Arden also reads an author's note at the end.
So, Michael Crouch, golden voice, Jane Ray Lavoie, golden voice. What could be bad?
Match made in heaven.
Oh my God, I can't believe the two of those together. They're two of my favorites. So tell me.
Okay, so this is a horror novel set during World War I, and it's a sort of like historical fiction with a supernatural horror twist. And so we meet Laura, and it is January of 1918. She is a no-nonsense nurse that's returned to Halifax, Canada, because she was injured on the Belgian front. And then there's an explosion in Halifax that kills her parents, and so we meet her as she's caring for some patients and the results of that. And when she gets home, her brother's effects have been delivered, and he's been a soldier on the Belgian front as well. But something's not right. And there's like a note that says that her brother isn't dead, that he's just missing. And so she spends, you know, that really instigate where she spends the rest of her time trying to get back over to Belgium so that she can find her brother. And that really starts the novel off.
Wow, this seems really up my alley. I like historical fiction. Tell me, how is the narration divvied up between the two?
So January.
Point of view?
Yes, January Lavoie reads Laura's perspective, and it is phenomenal. She's such a button-up character, and January Lavoie captures that perfectly. And Michael Crouch performs Freddie's perspective. So we go back in time by a few months into, I think, the fall of 1917. And Freddie ends up in this pillbox with a German soldier, and they are like stranded in the middle of nowhere, and they have to try to find either, you know, the German army or, you know, Canadian plus other folks' army to try to survive. And so they're out in the winter, and it's such a cold, haunting experience that Michael Crouch really does well. Like, I feel like he performs these like haunting, sad moments for characters really well. And that is just perfectly done in this instance. Oh, it's so good.
Well, we talked about January earlier in the week, you know, all praise to her. I'll sing her praises again. You know, Michael Crouch is another one. I mean, YA titles, kids books, literature. His narration of The Great Santini, Pat Conroy's book, is just really wonderful. And he was just one of the narrators for Daniel Mason's book, North Woods. He is really good.
He does a phenomenal job. And I think a big part of this novel, the horror elements really ultimately are what human beings do to each other. And it's the realism that is horrific.
Oh, yeah.
There is a supernatural twist that is really a great metaphor for PTSD. At the time, people didn't think that nurses could experience PTSD because they didn't see battle or whatever. And obviously, we know that's not the case. And so there's just an incredible metaphor for PTSD throughout this whole book.
Well, why don't we hear a little?
So this is the very beginning of the book where we are listening to Laura's perspective, and we are kind of located, the book begins in Halifax, Canada.
Okay, so this is The Warm Hands of Ghosts by Catherine Arden, read by Michael Crouch and January Lavoie.
Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canadian Maritimes, January 1918. Freddie's clothes came to Veith Street instead of Blackthorn House, and the telegram that ought to have preceded them didn't reach Laura at all. She wasn't surprised. Nothing had worked properly. Not since December. December 6th, to be exact. In the morning, when the Mont Blanc had steamed into Halifax Harbor, oil on deck and high explosive in her hold. She'd struck a freighter, they said, and the oil caught fire. Harbor crews were trying to put it out when the flames found the nitroglycerin. At least, that was how rumor had it. No, I don't doubt it's true, Laura told her patients when they asked, as though she would know. As if after 3 years as a combat nurse, she'd learned about high explosive from the things it wrote on people's skin. Didn't you see the fireball? They all had.
That's a compelling beginning, and it's compellingly read.
It is incredible. And, you know, when I finished this book and I'd finished listening to it, it was just, I had to pause and sit and process. I ended up going and buying a print edition of the Barnes & Noble edition because I wanted to know more about how the author created this story. It's a kind of book that lingers with you, and especially Michael Crouch, but his performance is so haunting because Freddie is more entrenched in the supernatural elements of this book, and it stays with you. And I think that's a great sign of a great story and great performances.
I agree. I cannot wait to hear. That is The Warm Hands of Ghosts by Katherine Arden, read by Michael Crouch and January Lavoy. Golden Voices, both of them. So there's a treat. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
Excited to talk about more audiobooks then.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is supported by the new audiobook, Beyond Gold, written and narrated by Olympian Sydney McLaughlin. Available everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.